Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine the MD, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place. Hello, welcome to the Reversing Diabetes with Delaine MD podcast. This is episode number 85. I'm your host, Dr. Delaine Vaughn. If you are here for the first time, welcome. If you're a returning listener, thanks for listening. If you are looking for strategies to live a naturally healthy life, you are in the right place. So today we are going to talk about New Year's resolutions. No, this is not my early dementia setting in. No, I do not need to be reoriented. Nothing is wrong. I am fine. But looking at New Year's resolutions in March is actually how you make them happen. This is the work, and that's why we're going to discuss it. Before we get started, I definitely want to talk about some things that I'm looking into. I am always looking for ways to uplevel my health. I'm always looking for ways to take my health to the next level. I reclaimed my health about 3 years ago, but I've realized like there's always room for improvement. There's always room for upleveling. A friend of mine recently turned me on to a device called Whoop. It's W-H-O-O-P. Super grateful to you, Michelle, for telling me about this because I think it could be a really handy tool. Not only for myself, but for my clients and for listeners who are trying to learn how to manage their stress. So this is an evaluation tool that takes all sorts of biometrics. It's a wristwatch type device, and it looks at all sorts of biometrics and it gives you all sorts of readings. Specifically, what I'm interested in is the heart rate variability. This particular biometric has been shown in multiple different studies to be tied to stress. Using the heart rate variability as an indicator of physiologic stress is going to be really helpful for us, for everybody, for me, for diabetics, for everybody. So I want to tell everybody, I am not paid. I am not like a paid advertiser. I'm not sponsored by Whoop. I have no kickback for this gadget. But I definitely know that for my clients and for myself included, really making an objective evaluation of how much stress I'm experiencing is very, very challenging. So finding some objective data to evaluate this very subjective experience would be so very helpful. It's kind of like if you're trying to use the feeling that you experience to determine whether you're having a low or a high blood sugar. I just had a client, she just started with me, and she was having the quote-unquote feelings of low blood sugar. And it was. She described to me what she was experiencing. But in the moment, she checked her blood sugar, and her blood sugar was totally normal. And she was very confused by this. But we discussed that, like, there's a number of different things that can make you feel that way that have nothing to do with your blood sugar. So having that objective data in the finger stick and the glucometer reading of your blood sugar is definitely helpful to distinguish what the subjective experience you're having in the jitteriness, the sweatiness, the palpitations, those kinds of things that come that make people feel like they're having low blood sugars. It's the same with stress, but stress is so hard to get objective data about. So this little device uses heart rate variability to measure the parasympathetic and the sympathetic input in our bodies and give us some objective data to evaluate your stress. So for those of us that are diabetic or pre-diabetic or hyperinsulinemic, definitely your physiologic stress has a negative impact in all of those parameters and all of those disease states, right? So if you're hyperinsulinemic, if you are pre-diabetic, if you are diabetic, your disease state is negatively impacted by how much physiologic stress you are experiencing. To have a way to measure that objectively is going to be super duper helpful. So I've ordered the gadget. It's a wristwatch type gadget that you wear all the time. as I'm saying this, I recognize like an immediate question. How does it charge? Maybe it's battery powered. I have no idea. I will let you know as soon as I get it. I'll give you a follow-up report on it. But you sign up for a membership, you pay a monthly fee, they send you the gadget. Mine should be coming next week. I will definitely give you an update on what it's like whenever I get it, and then another update in 4 to 6 weeks and let you know how I feel the data is correlating to my experience. When it says that I'm experiencing a lot of stress, do I appreciate that? Do I feel that that was what my experience of the day was? I'll definitely let you know, so stay tuned. Quick plug for next week's podcast. We will be talking about linguistic space. It's going to be great. Please recognize I'm not talking about cognitive linguistic therapies. That's a different thing that I don't really know a ton about, but that's not what I'm talking about. I know some people kind of have a bad idea about cognitive linguistic therapy, so please don't think that that's what I'm talking about. I'm going to be talking about the space between what we feel and our identity, the space between our identity and our feelings, and how powerful it can be to create. To recognize that space and really explore that space and how it can be powerful in creating the results that we want. So make sure you check that podcast out. Okay, let's dig in. New Year's resolutions. Making a New Year's resolution. Yes, these are very, very important in December and January. Making them is important. I always recommend making them actually in December. Really starting to dig in and evaluate in December what you want to create in your life for the new year. This gives you time to evaluate your goals and really determine if you are willing to pay the price that's necessary to be paid to create these goals in your life, to create these results in your life. I always talk about the currency that has to be paid. There's always a currency that has to be paid to have something new, to have something in general. So if you want to reverse your type 2 diabetes in 2021, there is going to be a currency that has to be paid. And that might look like craving and desire for food. That might look like learning the art of changing the way you eat. That is awkward. Sometimes there's a challenge associated with that. That might look like exercising more frequently. Again, that is challenging. Changing those patterns of behaviors, those habits, can be challenging and can feel awkward. And that is the currency you are going to pay to reach those goals. So, really evaluating the goals that you want, the results you want to create, and really determining whether you're willing to pay the currency that needs to be paid to reach those goals is really important. Because a lot of times people will make these New Year's resolutions. It's like the end of December, we're all feeling fat and bloated, we've eaten since November, we feel horrible, we're like, oh my God, something needs to change, I'm gonna lose 150 pounds. We make these really ambitious goals, but we don't really ever consider what is the currency I have to pay to reach those goals. And this is why I really recommend starting in December to look at your goals for the new year and then really sleeping on them, evaluating them, reevaluating them, and then refining the goals. You may decide on December 26th when you're fat and bloated and you can't fit into your shoes because you feel so bloated. You may decide you want to lose 150 pounds, but come December 30th, when things have kind of, your water weight has kind of equalized out and your body has kind of normalized out a little bit more, you're like, oh, maybe 150 pounds is a little aggressive. Maybe I don't want to lose that much. So, really giving yourself the opportunity to make a goal, evaluate the goal, evaluate what it's going to cost, sleep on it a little bit, and then refine the goal. That's what leads to a successful goal. That's what leads to success in creating those results in your life. So, and then come January 1st, you implement the goals. Most people stop there. Most people, like, that's the end of their New Year's resolution. I've done it. Like, I made a goal, I implemented January 1st, done. And of course, most people also find that come March 1st, they have given up on the goal. They have thrown in the towel. They've made it mean that because they didn't create those results in their life by March 1st, it means that they're never going to. They're a failure and they might as well give up. What most people don't do is the step that I'm going to talk about today. I always encourage folks to reevaluate your New Year's resolutions every single month. This is the step that most people never do, primarily because most people have never had it pointed out that it's important to do this goal. But this is the step that actually creates the results that you want in your life. This, I would venture to say, is the most important step of achieving your New Year's resolutions. So this is a recommitment. It's an evaluation of the obstacles that have come up. It's an evaluation of the obstacles that have come up for you. It's determining what is working and what's not working. It's taking the information that you have and seeing where and how adjustments need to be made to your plan, to the implementation. How do I need to adjust the plan that I'm implementing? These are the steps to achieving the goals, to creating the results. This is where the work needs to be done. This is why New Year's resolutions in January and February and March and April and May and June, July, August, all throughout the year are so important, not just in January. If you're taking the time to reevaluate every single month, all 12 of them, you are taking the time to recommit, to look at the obstacles, to make adjustments where need to be made, to pivot and re-implement. And that's what helps you to reach the goals. That's what actually creates the results in your life. So I want you to go. I want you to pull out your New Year's resolutions, and I want you to ask yourself some questions. I'm going to go through a number of different questions. Do you still want this result? Do you still want it in your life? Because that, remember, is the evaluation, looking at the currency that has to be paid, the revision, the refinement of your goal. And then ask yourself, have you been taking the steps towards this result? If the answer is no, then why not? If you're not getting the result and you haven't been taking the steps towards the results, then awesome, because nothing has gone wrong. This is great news. You just need to recommit. And then start doing the things you've planned to do. And then next month, April, look at what you've been doing. Is it working? Are you getting the results? Are you moving in the right direction? If so, nothing's gone wrong. You're doing this perfectly. But most people know what needs to be done to get healthy, right? They know they struggle with implementing the work that gets them there. This is where I come in. This is what the podcast, this entire podcast series, my podcast, is not this episode necessarily, but the entire podcast is really devoted to. I know there are people out there who hear me talk about next week's podcast regarding thoughts and feelings and the work that needs to be done to fix it, but that is really the work. It's not that you need to know what to eat or what not to eat. It's why we are making the fact that we've not reached our New Year's resolutions yet, we haven't reached the goals yet. And we haven't reached the goals yet because we're not doing what needs to be done. We make all of that mean that we're failures and we're doomed to a life of disease and early death. And that's the BS thought that's the problem. Everybody thinks it's the food. It is not the food. It's those thoughts that are the problem. And this is what my work, my program, and this podcast is here for. It's to offer you help and solutions to that exact problem of the BS thoughts. So dig in to the help that's offered to you. Take these steps, go through your New Year's resolutions, start implementing the steps that you need to implement. Do all of that. That's important. But look into what you are making the fact that you haven't reached your results, you haven't achieved the New Year's resolutions, you haven't achieved the goals yet. Look into what you're making that mean. If you are making it mean that you're a failure, that you're defeated, that you're destined to a life of disease, that's a problem. Nobody has ever felt inspired from that belief. And part of what we're going to dig into next week has to do with that, has to do with having your own back and how that actually creates motivation. We'll dig into that next week. This week, I want you to dig into the help that is offered to you. If you're having those beliefs, go back and listen to the podcasts on thoughts, the podcasts on how we create our results. Check out all of the podcasts that are there. There is help for you. If you're wanting the help that's in my program, send me a message, delaneatdelanemd.com. I'm going to dig into this here in a minute. Set up some time for a free mini coaching session. But I want you to hear some fun facts. I want you to hear these fun facts related to the rest of 2021. Right now, today, as I'm recording this, there are 297 days left in 2021. When this podcast drops, there will be 292 days left in 2021. So, what can you create in those 290 some odd days? If you drop your blood sugars by 10 points each week for the rest of 2021, you will drop your blood sugars by over 400 points in that time off your current blood sugars, which, by the way, if you could make that kind of a drop, I hope you understand that like your blood sugars are way too high. Just dropping your blood sugars by 10 points a week for the rest of the year, for the next 42 weeks, that would actually be far too much of a drop. You would reach your blood sugar goals far before the end of 2021. So recognize that small change would lead to reaching all of your results before the end of the year. You don't have to wait to the end of the year to get that normal blood sugar. I want you to ask yourself, how doable is 10 points per week for you? Do you believe you can do it? Is it important enough for you to do it? Do you want the results that come with the effort you're going to put in for dropping 10 points per week? If the answer is yes, then recommit and get it done. If the answer is no, but you really want the answer to be yes, you need a coach. You need a coach to get your brain to where it starts focusing on the things that you do want, not just resigning to the life that you don't want. That's where coaching helps. So, next fun fact, if you drop your weight by 0.2 pounds per day for the rest of the year, 0.2 pounds per day for the rest of the year, that would give you about a 59-pound weight loss by the end of the year. Do you want that? Is it doable? Are you ready for it? Because there is time. Get started today. Recommit, reevaluate what you've been doing, implement a new plan, and repeat those steps every week, in 2 weeks, in 4 weeks, in 6 weeks, because that's the process that helps you achieve the goal. So if you, another fun fact, if you add 1 minute of exercise to your day and you increase by 1 minute per day each week for the rest of 2021, by December 31st of this year, you will be exercising more than 40 minutes per day. Do you want that? Is it doable? Are you ready for it? I want you to hear that there is so much opportunity and possibility still left in 2021. You can achieve so much with your health and really with very little effort if you just start moving in that direction. So if you're ready to recommit and reevaluate and implement your plan, get out there and do that. If you need help, continue with this podcast. Keep listening to the podcast. Check out old episodes. Reach out for the help that's available to you. If you want more help than what the podcast has to offer, set up time for a mini coaching session. Email me, Delaine@DelaneMD.com, to get this arranged. You can also schedule it directly by going to my website and hitting the Work With Me tab. My website's DelaneMD.com. During the mini coaching sessions, we discuss your current pain points, what the areas that you're really struggling with right now, and we see how that struggle is creating what's happening in your life. I'll coach you through that. I'll coach you through the most problematic pain points that you're experiencing so you can see what coaching really has to offer you. And then if you're interested, we can discuss my program and you can make a decision whether that's what you need so you can make the most of the rest of 2021. There is help. There is time. Take advantage of it. Let me know if you have any questions. You can email me with any questions. You can find me on Facebook, DelaneMD. You can find me on Instagram, same thing, DelaneMD. I'm happy to help out wherever I can. I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaneMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.